Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. It's carnival season in New Orleans, and I went to Family Gras in Metairie. I saw a music superstar from the UK, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. My dad's birthday was February 23rd, and we had a great time celebrating. I'll tell you all about a delicious day later. I received some unexpected surprises in the mail, including one from a Senton house on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned in to hear all about them. In my last episode, I had a giveaway of Chef Whitney Miller's cookbook, Modern Hospitality, Simple Recipes with Southern Charm. Congratulations to MD Lansing from Instagram for winning the cookbook. Now it's time for our interview with our special guest, vegan cookbook author Kathy Hester. Kathy Hester is the author of Vegan Slow Cooking for Two or Just You, The Great Vegan Bean Book, and the best-selling The Vegan Slow Cooker. She loves to show people how easy it is to cook healthy at home. She posts easy, healthy recipes on her blog, healthyslowcooking.com, writes a weekly vegan column for Key Ingredient, and writes for various blogs, sites, and publications. She resides in Durham, North Carolina with a grown-up picky eater, two quirky dogs, and two cats who would rather not live together, all in her 1970s modernist dream home. Miss Kathy, it's awesome to have you on the show, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, my 23-year-old sister just became a vegan. When did you choose the vegan lifestyle, and can you explain to our listeners what being vegan means?
Sure. First, being vegan means that you don't eat any kind of meat, including like chicken or seafood. You don't eat eggs or dairy products, so no milk or cheese or even goat cheese, anything that comes from an animal, and including honey, because bees are also considered an animal. So that's kind of one way to think about it. Different people have different levels that they practice, but that's the traditional definition. I was vegetarian for, 25 years, and then wow. I've been vegan for about 5 years.
Okay, wow. So you kind of, intensified. You're like, oh, now I want to be a vegan instead of a vegetarian.
It's not so hard, you know. I'm not a huge fan, even when I was a vegetarian, I wasn't a huge fan of dairy. I like creamy, yummy dishes, but I'm able to create that in some different ways. So it was real easy not to have dairy. And then, again, with eggs, there's so many different methods you can use to replace them in baking. And some people even make what they call a vegan omelet using silken tofu.
Oh, okay. That's so cool.
Yeah, there's lots of things you can do, and you're not very limited. So congratulations to your sister, and tell her to email me if she has any questions.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Actually, we got the cookbook for her. We gave it to her as a Valentine's Day gift, and she loved it.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yes. She was, like, really excited because she just recently turned vegan. And like within the past month, I think she became vegan. So she has to make all of her recipes vegan now. But so that's awesome that she has this cookbook. So yeah, she loves that. Yeah. Now, and a lot of people have the misconception that vegan or vegetarian dishes have no flavor, or they are afraid of being stuck eating tofu. How do you come up with such flavorful recipes? What are your influences?
Oh, wow. Influences are harder than, because I lived in New Orleans for 12 years. I'm from North Carolina. From being a vegetarian for so long, And living in New York and St. Louis, I kind of got to pick up a little bit of different flavors and different ways of cooking as I've lived around. And to anyone who thinks that vegan or vegetarian food cannot be flavorful, they should at least try Indian food first, because I don't know that there's anything that has much more flavor than Indian food, because it has all those different spices and cumin seeds and mustard seeds and all those things, and those are just like little flavor bombs in your mouth while you're eating a stew. So that's one place to start. The other thing is learn how to cook tofu properly, because if you cook it properly, it's not gross. So I will also say probably 6 out of 10 places you will have tofu, it might not be so great.
Right. But vegan and vegetarian dishes can be really delicious. They can have lots of flavor. They don't have to be just bland and boring.
Oh, not at all. I mean, just think, you can have a vegan gumbo. And I think the gumbo shop actually has one all the time in New Orleans. So you can do things like that. You can make, around here actually, they make a shiitake mushroom po' boy.
Ooh.
So that's pretty yummy. They started doing it with oyster mushrooms because it sounded cute. But they found out the shiitakes actually had more flavor to bring to the table. So they use that, and they make kind of a remoulade sauce. But instead of using a regular traditional mayonnaise that has eggs in it, they use something that doesn't have eggs in it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I actually, you know, I've made, you know, a vegetarian gumbo before. So, yeah. Now, I love cooking with the slow cooker, especially in the winter. And I think most people think of the slow cooker as being for soups and stews. So your newest cookbook, Vegan Slow Cooking for Two or Just You, is full of delicious vegan slow cooker recipes. Now, what is the concept of the cookbook?
Well, my first cookbook just did normal-sized recipes, probably for a family of four. And I found out from my blog, a lot of people were wanting slow cooker dishes that could feed less people. So maybe if it's for a two-person household, or if your sister lives with you guys, she would be able to use vegan slow cooker for two, and you guys could all still eat together. So sometimes there's only one vegan in a whole family. So that was the original reasoning of doing that. I've been kind of in love with my smaller slow cooker, a 1.5 to 2 quart slow cooker, and that's how I make oatmeals in the morning.
Ah.
So that's kind of how it started. Because it makes enough for about 2 to 3 people. And I actually, on my blog, I have almost 60 different recipes for oatmeal in the slow cooker.
So, wow.
Yeah, I got
amazing.
A little nutty. I have a whole section that's just like southern desserts with banana pudding and hummingbird cake and different flavors. It's a flavor profile that you actually still have in your healthy oatmeal, so it makes you feel kind of decadent.
Oh, yeah, that sounds delicious. Now, I mean, you also go, like, way beyond soups and stews. Like you said, the oatmeal. I mean, I saw cookies in the cookbook. I was like, what?
And with being in Louisiana, using your slow cooker is traditionally thought of as kind of a winter cold weather thing, but it's also awesome to bake in during a really hot summer because it doesn't heat up your kitchen at all. So in my first book, I have like a focaccia bread that I cook in the slow cooker, and in this one, I was looking at a lot of those mug cakes for two that seem to be really popular. And I'm not much of a microwave person, so I thought, I bet I could do the same thing in my little slow cooker. And that's how I made the chocolate chip cookie for two.
Wow. That's awesome. That's so cool. I mean, I didn't even know. I mean, I love making focaccia bread, so now I'm going to have to try that. I'm going to have to try some of those things in the cookbook because these look delicious.
Oh, thank you. If you're going to bake in the slow cooker, my one suggestion is make your dough not as, or batter, not quite as wet, because the moisture in the slow cooker is going to kind of get in there anyhow, so it's going to be a moisture cake or a moisture cookie.
Okay.
And, yeah, and you'll want to put, like, take a dish towel and fold it up and put it underneath the lid. So instead of the condensation coming back down on your cookie, it'll stay out.
All right, great, great tip. Well, take your slow cooker out while we take a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with vegan cookbook author Kathy Hester. Let's find out more about you personally, Miss Kathy. What is your favorite dish to cook, and what's your favorite dish to eat?
Oh, there's so many. I think I end up having oatmeal as one of my favorite dishes to cook, because I cook it so many different ways. My new book coming out is actually 100 different oatmeal recipes that are all different kinds of things.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I love oatmeal, too. Yeah, like you have a pear, rose, cardamom oatmeal. Wow.
And I even make like some sausage crumbles using steel cut oats and sausage spices. Okay. So for your sister, it's really kind of cool because then you can still have a sausage pizza.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah, that's great. I'll definitely tell her all about that. I'm sure she'll love that. Now, can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
It was actually preparing recipes for my first book. So I'm sure you know that when you're doing a book, you tend to do more than one recipe at the same time.
Yes.
And that it's even more important when you're cooking with slow cookers. So I test in like 15 different slow cookers. So I just went down my list, and then I had things cooking. I went away, and then I came back in the house, and I realized you should never cook Indian, Mexican, and Chinese food at the same time in your house.
I wonder how that smelled.
Oh, my gosh. It was awful. It was, and you know, so I couldn't even taste the dishes. I just had to put them in the fridge and then take them out individually and make sure they were okay, because it was just, it's just the most worst thing you can imagine.
Yeah, I bet. I bet that didn't smell very pleasant.
Yeah, it's all the things you would never put together in a pot.
Oh, yeah, I definitely wouldn't want to cook them all at the same time.
Well, yeah, I think that's my worst.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not doing that again.
Oh, no. I'd at least split it up between rooms of the house.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Now, let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
As far as foods that I would never eat again, other than just, you know, I don't eat meat and dairy and things like that, there's not a whole lot. I'm not super fond of grapefruit, but in certain salads, I like it. But, like, the idea of drinking a glass of grapefruit juice just gives me the shudders.
Yeah, so, yeah, no grapefruit. Yeah, I might have something, like, with grapefruit juice in it, but, like, the actual fruit, I'm not a big fan of either. But, yeah. But, you know, I'm not, like, a very, very picky eater at all. I'm super adventurous, so I try everything.
I'm kind of the same way. If I see something that I don't know what it is or a flavor that I haven't had, as long as it fits into my eating plan, I want to try it. Like if it's a new spice or a new-to-me vegetable, it makes it all the more fun.
It does. Yes, I love that.
Now, so when you the most unusual... You know, sometimes I wonder, right, it usually depends on whatever book I'm working on at the moment, you know, because some of the things with the oats were kind of unusual. Like I actually made a savory oatmeal that has apples and thyme, but it's savory, and I seared some vegan sausage and put on top of that. So it had those sausage spices in it too.
Okay. Wow.
I'm not sure. Have you had nutritional yeast before?
No, I haven't.
It's kind of a cool substance that you don't really tend to come into contact with if you're not being a vegan. And it actually brings some umami to your dishes, and it can make things taste cheesy. So I make a not-from-a-box mac and cheese where I use oats and nutritional yeast and some spices and dry mustard and actually make something kind of like Kraft macaroni and cheese with it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, well, you know, actually last night I made oyster mushrooms and plum together, and it was savory, but oh my gosh, they were amazing. I had leftovers for lunch. It was just so good.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
It is delicious. I mean, I would totally eat that over and over again. Like, that was so awesome. It was really good. Yeah, we were like, let's put some plum in here. And then when it was finished, I was like, oh my gosh, this came out so great.
That's the best part of cooking adventurously, is when it turns out better than you think it's going to.
Yes, definitely. Of course. Now, when you're not busy with your life as a chef, what's your favorite pastime?
I think I'd have to say playing with my animals, because I have two dogs and two cats, so they don't get as much attention sometimes as they should, so I try to play with them out in the yard. And then I also, for my grown-up picky eater, who's 40-some years old and eats like a normal 8-year-old eats. She doesn't care for chicken nuggets or vegan chicken nuggets or regular chicken nuggets, as long as there's chicken nuggets once a week. So I end up, I end up doing some cooking. It's funny because sometimes people email me and ask me how old my picky eater is because they think it's my daughter.
Right. But it's not.
No, not even remotely. Yeah, it's only been, gosh, I think she turned 40 when she started eating some broccoli and asparagus for the first time ever.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I have a really picky cousin, but I don't think she's that picky. That's, like, pretty, pretty picky.
Yeah. And then she lives with me, so she just kind of has to eat what I make anyhow.
Right. What advice for kids who have a dream?
To go ahead and just really, really try. You know, don't let anyone tell you that you can't do something. because most of the time when someone's telling a kid that, it's because they think they themselves can't do it. But I found pretty much anything you put your mind to that you're willing to do a lot of hard work and research and learn, you really can accomplish it. In my life, I've done a few different things before this. I was actually a classical musician, and I played in the orchestra in New Orleans for a few years. And so that's kind of a similar thing as cooking. So you kind of just have to keep at it and know that some days are going to be harder than other days, but you'll get through it, and you'll still be better for it.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yeah, yeah. You just have to keep, you know, trying, and practice makes perfect.
Right, and it's important to remember, too, people can't say yes if you don't ask the question. A lot of times we're worried that, that people will say, no, we don't want you to do that, but it's so many things I've asked people, and everybody's usually really interested in helping and promoting and working with other people.
Right, exactly. Now, lastly, here's a wacky, off-the-wall food question. If you could be any food, what would you be and why?
You know, I think I'd be a sweet potato. Because that would be a sweet potato.
Okay.
Because they're delicious. And I love sweet potatoes, like, in any way possible. It's my favorite tempura. It's my favorite mashed vegetable. It's my favorite muffin.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't say oatmeal.
Yeah, I know. And actually, I have a sweet potato casserole oatmeal I make.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Yeah, well, thank you so much for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, and I have a great time.
Oh, thank you. You've shown us that vegan meals can be delicious and healthy, and that all you need is a slow cooker. If you want to find out more about Miss Kathy Hester, her recipes, and her healthy slow cooking, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. Grab a plate and utensils while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Have we got a show that will keep you on the pulse of the fashion world? Our hosts are two teens who know fashion, and they have the inside look when it comes to fashion for our generation. Tune in to Fashion Forward on Voice America Kids. We'll discuss what's hot and what's not, the latest in fashion trends, things to look for on the horizon, and more. Fashion Forward is your weekly guide to what to wear today, tonight, this weekend, and this season. Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for Fashion Forward on the Voice America Kids channel.
And now, Kid Star Update, here's Cole with Sports Rewind.
Hi, my name is Cole Leon from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and you are listening to Sports Rewind. In Olympic news, the closing ceremonies are Sunday, February 23rd, and the most medals went to Russia with 33 of them, and U.S. came in second with 28. Most gold medals was won by Russia with 13. U.S. came fourth with only 9. In NBA news, the Pacers crushed Lakers. Kobe Bryant is out with a knee injury, and the final score is 118-98. And also, the Bulls take a win on the road against Atlanta 107-103. LeBron James broke his nose in the game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He sat out a game against the Bulls, but he is ready to play again against the Knicks with a face mask. In college basketball news, Iowa gets upset by Minnesota 95-89, and Indiana can't hold on to the win against Wisconsin 69-58. My name is Cole Wynn, and you've been listening to Sports Rewind on the Kidstar Radio Network.
You've been listening to Sports Rewind.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it. And at a very young age, you're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids. This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket. Today's secret ingredient is lentils. Let's talk about lentils. Lentils are a bushy annual plant of the legume family. They grow in pods that contain either one or two lentil seeds. Lentils are round, oval, or heart-shaped discs that are often smaller than the tip of a pencil eraser. Lentils have been around a long time. They were eaten 9,500 to 13,000 years ago. They have been part of the human diet since the Aceramic, before pottery, Neolithic times, and were one of the first crops domesticated in the Near East. They may be sold whole or split in half. The green and brown varieties are best at retaining their shape after cooking. Here is a recipe for slow cooker lentil quinoa taco filling from Vegan Slow Cooking for Two or Just for You by Kathy Hester. This recipe is provided with permission of Fair Winds Press. This recipe uses 1.5 to 2 quart slow cooker, like all the recipes in Vegan Slow Cooking for Two or Just for You. Ingredients: 1/4 cup of brown lentils, 1/4 cup of beluga lentils or brown lentils, 1/4 cup of quinoa rinsed, and 2 cups of water, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, 1/2 teaspoon of smoked paprika, salt and pepper to taste, and 6 soft or hard corn taco shells. Directions: add all the ingredients except the salt and pepper and taco shells to the 1.5 to 2 quart slow cooker and cook on low for 7 to 9 hours. Before serving, add salt and pepper. Taste and adjust any of the seasonings as needed. Serve in taco shells with lettuce, tomatoes, salsa, or any of your other favorite taco toppings. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you'd like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. The South Beach Wine and Food Festival just wrapped up in Miami, Florida. Chef Michael Simon won the People's Choice Award at the annual Burger Bash hosted by Rachel Ray for a burger with coleslaw, pastrami, Castello-aged Havarti cheese with stadium mustard. The judges chose Shake Shack as their favorite burger of the competition for their crispy beer-marinated shallot and shake sauce-topped burger. Taco Bell is launching a national breakfast menu on March 27th. Breakfast will be available until 11 a.m. A highlight on the menu will be its new waffle taco, filled with a sausage patty or bacon and scrambled eggs with a side of syrup. A food video spotted on Food Beast shows a pizza delivery guy delivering his pizza by hurling it up 3 stories to a waiting customer hanging outside of the window. The customer then throws the money down to the pizza guy. Now that's what I call a flying by. And that's this week's foodie news. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at KidChefElianna. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm KidChefElianna. So, you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for The Cookbook Shelf. In this segment, I'll review the latest cookbooks and share it with you. Today's cookbook shelf features Kathy Hester's cookbook, Vegan Slow Cooking, for two or just for you. The cookbook features over 100 vegan recipes that are made with a 1.5 quart or 1.5 liter slow cooker. The rustic dishes are highlighted with beautiful food photography. This cookbook goes beyond the usual soups and stews and includes recipes like almond and great northern bean fondue and pear rose cardamom oatmeal. The great thing about this cookbook is that the portions are small, so singles and couples can make delicious, healthy homemade meals without a lot of fuss. I can't wait to try some of these slow cooker recipes. Some of the recipes are like wake up to bananas Foster's for breakfast. It's soy-free, gluten-free option, and an oil-free option. I love this. So it's like it's super duper easy to make. It looks delicious, and I mean you can cook it while you sleep and use leftover bread. I love that. There's also eggplant tapenade. And I was so surprised when I was just looking through this cookbook, all the things you could do in the slow cooker. So, you can even do an eggplant tapenade. You can also make green beans and black bean sauce with tofu. Oh my gosh, that looks so good. It has fermented black bean paste. Oh, yum. This looks delicious. There's cheesy butternut squash macaroni. Yum. And even like she said in the interview, she loves macaroni and mac and cheese. And there's a mac and cheese here recipe in this cookbook. And then, of course, chocolate chip cookie for two. And there's tons of variations. This one looks so good. It's warm and ooey gooey. Yummy. Oh my gosh, I love this cookbook. And be sure to visit my Facebook page and Instagram for a chance to win your very own copy of Vegan Slow Cooking for two or just for you. So this past weekend, I went to Family Gras. That's carnival season, so we have parades that are here. And we had Family Gras, where they have lots of artists perform in Metairie, and one of the big acts for this year's Family Gras was Cher Lloyd, and she's from the UK, and I love Cher Lloyd, and I went with my cousins, and my dad took me, and my cousins were there, my Nana and Papa, and we all went together, you know, as a family. And my cousin, Cameron, the picky eater, she is in love with Cher Lloyd. And her fans are called Brats. And she just absolutely loves Cher Lloyd. She loves her. And so when she found out that Cher Lloyd is going to Family Ground, she was so, so, so excited. And when we got there, we waited for her. We were standing like right in front of the barricades, and there was the stage in front, and we were just all waiting for Cher Lloyd. And then she came out, and my cousin, she was like freaking out. She was like, "Oh my god, it's Cher Lloyd!" And she recorded she taped every single song that she sang, and she sang for like an hour and 15 minutes. So, yeah, that's a lot of video. So, she opened up with her song, Swagger Jagger, and she had some other songs that she sang, like Oath, which is my favorite song from by Cher Lloyd. Since she doesn't have a lot of songs, she did some covers. She also did, I think, she performed three new songs that would be on her new album. And so she performed three new songs off of her new album that would be coming out. And, of course, she sang her most recent hit, I Wish, and I think her most popular, Want You Back. So the whole crowd was singing, and she interacted with the crowd. She was just so much fun, and I just couldn't get over her accent. I just love her accent so much. But I had a great time at Family Gras. Well, eat delicious dishes while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World? It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune into What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. Congratulations to Lauren Keefe Scandro, Jeff Goldfarb, and Corey Lemoyne for guessing Swiss chard. Let's talk about Swiss chard. Swiss chard is a leafy green that is usually cultivated between June and October. The three main varieties of Swiss chard are green, red, and rainbow. The botanist who discovered Swiss chard named it after Switzerland because the leafy green is cultivated a lot in Switzerland. However, Swiss chard originated in the Mediterranean region of Sicily. The great thing about Swiss chard is that it's very versatile and you can cook it in many different cooking methods. Snacktivity time! Here, I give you fun, easy-breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is Caprese Wrap. This wrap is great as an after-school snack. Ingredients: 1 tortilla, 1 slice fresh mozzarella cut in half, 2 tablespoons of chopped tomatoes, 3 basil leaves, drizzle of olive oil, and a dash of salt and pepper. Directions: place mozzarella, tomatoes, and basil leaves neatly inside tortilla. Drizzle olive oil on top. Sprinkle salt and pepper on top. Roll up tortilla and insert toothpick. Enjoy! Hey, young chefs! You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine! This is my recipe for sautéed lemongrass and plum oyster mushrooms. This vegan dish is tasty and full of that delicious umami flavor we all love. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon of sesame oil, 2 shallots minced, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 2 cups of oyster mushrooms, 1 plum diced, 1 tablespoon of lemongrass paste, 1 tablespoon of fresh soy sauce, and fresh cilantro for garnish. Directions. In a medium saute pan over medium heat, heat sesame oil. Add shallots and garlic and saute until shallots are translucent, about 3 minutes. Add mushrooms and plums. Cook for 5 minutes. Add lemongrass and soy sauce and cook until sauce begins to thicken, about 3 minutes. Serve hot and garnish with cilantro. Serves 4. Here's another recipe for roasted red bell pepper and basil sauce. This sauce is delicious over anything, including polenta, grilled portobello mushrooms, and roasted vegetables. Ingredients: 2 red bell peppers charred and peeled, 2 cloves of garlic, 1 shallot peeled, 1/4 of a cup of basil, 1/2 a cup of heavy cream, 1/2 a cup of chicken broth or veggie stock, salt and pepper to taste. Directions: In a food processor, blend all ingredients until smooth. Cook over medium-low heat in a small saucepan for about 30 minutes or until sauce thickens. Stir occasionally. Hey, young chefs, it's time for Cookin' Crafts. Here is a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's Cookin' Craft is how to make a picture this lunch container. Supplies: 1 reusable clear plastic lunch container, 1 black permanent marker, permanent markers in different colors, optional. Instructions. Step 1. Turn the lunch container upside down. Step 2. With a black permanent marker, draw a cute picture and a message. Write the message in mirror image so it can be read through the container's bottom. Step 3. If you wish, color the drawing with colored permanent markers. Now, pack a fun lunch! The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at Kid Chef Eliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you are listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, my latest Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, and my new cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit, is available at any online book retailer. This past weekend, it was my dad's birthday, and we had such a fun time on his birthday. My mom and I did have a book signing on his birthday, but after that, we had lots of fun. Right after our book signing, we went to Central Grocery here in New Orleans. They're famous for the muffalettas, and they originated the muffaletta. So we went there, and it was on a Sunday, and they are usually never, ever open on a Sunday. So it was really weird. It was like, maybe because it's Mardi Gras season, they opened it on a Sunday. But then we found out that it's now permanent. So now we can go there any day of the week and get a muffaletta. So that's really exciting. So we went there. There was like no crowd there, especially since it was like right before then there was torrential downpour. So we went there, and then right actually before that we went to a brand new praline shop across the street from the bookstore we were signing at, and they were so brand new. They had opened the day before. That's how brand new they were. And they were so friendly and nice there. We walked inside. They had music playing. They were making a fresh batch of pralines. They were giving out samples. We had so much fun in there. We were laughing. And the pralines were so good. They were creamy and just delicious. So then after that, then we went to Central Grocery. And then for dessert, we had the pralines. So that was yummy. And they also had a parade that was rolling. It's called Barkus. And it's an all dog parade. So they have all these cute doggies in the parade, and they dress them up. And that was, oh my gosh, it's just so, so cute. So the theme this year was Dogzilla. That was so funny. So they had lots of cute little doggies dressed up. And we just missed the parade. But I did get to see all the dogs. So I got to see them and they were just adorable. And then I just got a package in the mail that's a celebration box from We Go Health. So I, as you know, I am a finalist for the We Go Health Activist Hero Award. So to celebrate that, they sent us a celebration box. And inside contained sparkling cider, 2 plastic champagne glasses. There was a huge, huge pin, like a button that was like the size of my face, I think. I think it's about the size of my face. And it said, We Go Health finalist. So that was really cool. And it even came with a blow horn. And it also had a party hat to go with it. One of those ones that goes around your face, like. So we had they sent us a celebration box to celebrate, and so that was really fun. And then also that same day, I got a letter from First Lady Michelle Obama. That was just so exciting. So I got that in the mail, and at first when I looked at it, I was like, I wonder who this is sent from, because they had one of those post office stickers on top where it said White House, so it just said the, and I thought, where's it from? Washington, D.C., I wonder where it's from. And then I took the sticker off, like, oh my gosh, it's from the White House, what? So I opened it, and it said, thank you for writing to me, and I was just so excited. So I got a letter from First Lady Michelle Obama. So I had such a great weekend. And if you are interested in winning Miss Kathy Hester's cookbook, Vegan Slow Cooking for Two or Just for You, please visit my website or my Facebook page for the details. That's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from Chef Thomas Keller. A recipe has no soul. You, as the cook, must bring soul to the recipe. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Up next, a track from the KidStar Album of the Month. Bon Appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
Hello, my name is Lincoln Marie from Phoenix, Arizona, and host of Bookworm. The KidStar Album of the Month this month is Back in School, Neil Brewer and Friends. Let's listen to My Back is Broken.
My back is broken, but I feel fine. I might need surgery, but my friend, I feel perfectly divine. If you were to ask, how is it such a thing could be? Well, I guess I'd have to answer that nobody else is me. My shoulders hurt, and when I lift my arms, I feel the sharpest pain. That brings such joy to me, and so you think the boy must be insane. If you want to know the secret why my back is in a crook, it's that ever since that we met, I've been packing Linda's books. And I cannot wait to slip a disc tomorrow round about 3:15.
The KidStar Album of the Month is Back in School by Neil Brewer and Friends. All musical proceeds Neil Brewer and Friends received are donated to the Harvard Stem Cell Institute to put an end to muscular dystrophy. For more information, go to the KidStar website, www.kidstar.org.